tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from North Pole Flight Command in Europe. I'm Elf Rose reporting for SantaUpdate.com. Santa will launch from the North Pole in a little more than 15 hours, and the world anxiously awaits more news about the monster storm bearing down on the North Pole that might delay him. Governments and companies around the world are offering to help Santa, including the Russian military, who has offered an entire air base near Moscow for Santa to use. Joining us now with more on that offer is Ambassador Leonard Gasparov, a Russian diplomat. Mr. Gasparov, is this offer for real?
Yes, it's very real. We wish for Santa to enjoy our excellent weather and highest technology so he can bring Christmas to world.
That's very generous, Mr. Gasparov. But didn't you say this air base is in Moscow?
Yes, finest city in world and find new home for Mr. Claus.
But Mr. Gasparov, the weather in Moscow's terrible this time of year. Isn't there a storm there right now?
Well, yes, but not so much as North Pole.
Right, so what will Santa need to do to take you up on your offer?
He will need to bring workshop here to be inspected by Russian authorities, and he will need to bring his papers and he will be all set.
Great, how long will that take?
Maybe a couple of months.
Right, okay, well thanks Mr. Gasparov, we'll pass that word along, but Santa doesn't really have that kind of time. From Europe, where Santa is still scheduled to launch from the North Pole in about 15 and a half hours, I'm Elf Rawls reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.